So many different sides of the war were featured on records over the course of the Vietnam era. Pro-war, anti-war, tales drawn from the war. Pretty much every entertainer weighed in on the Vietnam War before it was over. Even Bing Crosby.
This is Bing Crosby speaking to the parents of America for Freedom's Roll Call. Parents have an awful lot to worry about these days, what with one thing and another, situations being what they are. The real worry, though, we seem to overlook, and that is that we don't lose our freedom through indifference and neglect. Now, if we teach our children the principles of freedom, the chances are we're going to end up in pretty good shape. Why don't you write for a free copy of Freedom's Handbook to Freedom's Foundation, Valley Forge, Pennsylvania.
Give me an F! Give me an I! Give me an S!
Yes!
Give me an
H!
What's that spell?
Yes!
What's that spell?
Yes!
What's that spell?
Yes!
Yeah, come on, all you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. He's got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. So put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
Come on, General, let's move fast. The old big chance has come at last. Gotta go out, get those reds. The only good commie is the one that's dead. And you know that peace can only be won when the golden rule of the kingdom come.
And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no
up to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. Send them off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box.
And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
Back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. The sergeant said, "Sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base?" "Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground." We were waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Well, the sergeant said, "Sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim." "Sergeant, don't be a nervous Nelly," the captain said to him. "All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on." We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. All at once, the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, "Turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on." And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fool said to push on. Well, I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man will be over his head. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
Selvin on the city.
I got down to the conclusion, and you say, well, it's the usual thing. You ask for support for the president and all that guff. And you finally think of those kids out there. I say kids, I've seen them. They're the greatest. You know, you see these bums, you know, blowing up the campuses. Listen, the boys that are on the college campuses today are the luckiest people in the world, going to the greatest universities. And here they are burning up the books, I mean, storming around about this issue. I mean, you name it, get rid of the war, there'll be another one. And then out there, we got kids who are just doing their duty, and I've seen them, and they stand tall, and they're proud. I'm sure they're scared. I was when I was there. But when it really comes down to it, they stand up. And boy, you got to talk up for those men, and they're going to do fine. We got to stand back up.
Free speech, and later on at People's Park, the winds of change fanned into flame, student demonstration spark. Down to Isla Vista, where police felt so harassed, they called the special riot squad of the LA County Sheriff. When there's a riot going on, demonstration time. The violence spread down south to where Jackson State brother learned not to say nasty things about Southern policeman's mother. Nothing much was said about it, and really next to nothing done. The pen is mightier than the sword, but no match for a gun when there's a riot. Time.
America was stunned on May 4th, 1970, when Riley turned a riot up at Kent State University. They said the students scared the guard, though the troops were battle-dressed. Four martyrs earned the new degree, the Bachelor of Bullets. I know we're all fed up with useless wars and racial strife, but next time there's a riot, well, you best stay out of sight when there's a riot.
Grand Funk Railroad, The Beach Boys, Pete Seeger, Country Joe and the Fish, and Bing Crosby. What else could they have in common? Next up is Vietnam, the Bear Family box set on Selvin on the City tonight.